want to invite you to take out of your worship program a folded sheet that has a picture on the front of it that looks like that picture there. That's our message download. That's the outline of what I'm going to talk about today. We are actually in our second message of this series called Crazy Little Thing Called Love. And last week we talked about the crazy cycle, and I told you that, you know, this whole thing about doing relationships and relationship series is kind of precarious for me for when I get home. And it was a good thing that Diana was in the nursery. And we welcome Diana back this morning. And so she'll be taking copious notes, I'm sure, to bring up at home. But that's all good. That's always good. So we started last week this message series called Crazy Little Thing Called Love by talking about the crazy cycle. Inside the midst of that message, we talked about how men need certain things and women need certain things. And we talked about how there's so much advice out there when it comes to relationships. I mean, there's websites, there's magazine articles, there's television shows. You know, everybody's got some advice out there. But what if we could boil it down to just a couple of things? What if we could boil it down to something simple so that we could get it and so that we could flourish in our relationships? And we talked about how men need one certain thing, that most men, generally speaking, are looking for respect in a relationship, that they are looking for their spouse to respect them. And then we said women also need something. Women need love, that in a relationship, for a woman to feel cherished, to feel loved, to be prioritized, that is really good for their soul and it's good for the relationship. We said the problem, though, comes in is when, you know, the man isn't feeling very respected in a relationship, and so he doesn't give love to the woman. And then the woman, in turn, not feeling very loved by her husband, does not, in turn, give respect to her husband. And therefore, nobody gets what they need in this whole relationship thing. And it kind of just becomes this crazy cycle that goes around and around. But we said that somebody needs to step up within the midst of that cycle and break that cycle. Someone needs to take the first step. But we said, thanks be to God that for us, Jesus Christ has already gone first, in the sense that Jesus Christ has broken the cycle of sin and brokenness that separated us from God. And that by what he did on the cross, he paid the price for the healing of our relationships. So in many ways, we don't even go first, because Jesus has already gone first in our relationships to make them whole. We actually go second. And so that's in a nutshell, as they say, you know, kind of where we were last week. Now, for those of you that were here last week, right now you're thinking, oh, great, you know, it took him 20 minutes to do that last week. Why couldn't he have done it in 2 minutes like he just did? Well, then you would ask for your money back. Today we're going to turn and look at what is it that a man needs in a relationship and how a woman can give that to a man in a relationship and how God's Word guides us in that. Now, ladies, don't fret, because next week we're going to turn the tables. We're talking about what women need in a relationship and how men can give that. So just, you know, kind of hold your horses, so to speak. Now, today I'm mostly talking to women. Now, men, I have a word for you, but mostly I'm talking to women. I'm talking to married women this morning. I'm talking to women that are dating this morning. I'm talking to women out there that will one day be married. I'm talking to women that will one day date. I'm talking about women that will one day have a relationship, any kind of relationship. I think that about covers that. Now, men, you can't check out this morning. You can't begin to think about NFL playoffs coming up and, you know, what you're going to eat come the game time. Because here's the thing. What I've noticed when I do these relationship series, and we do them every January, is that they spur a bunch of conversation. And I heard it last week after the first message in this series. Husbands and wives, they begin to talk to each other. And they begin to kind of jokingly say, oh, honey, that wasn't very respectful. Or, honey, did I give you enough love? And we all kind of laugh and stuff. But, you know, we have these conversations. They spur conversations. So, men, you need to listen, because guess what? When you get home, your wife is going to talk about this. And if you're not listening and don't know what she's talking about, you're going to look like a fool. And I want to actually suggest to you that if you listen today and you participate in the conversation with your wife, You actually would be making a deposit into her love bank and showing her love, which we heard last week is actually what she needs. And so you need to listen to. Now, of course, the myth is out there, right, that men only need one thing in a relationship. That men are actually only after one thing. That us men, that we have a one-track mind. That's it. And you know what we're after. You've heard it said. The Bible talks about it, right? I don't see any little ones in here. So we're talking about sex, right? That men are just sex crazed. We're only after one thing in a relationship, and that is sex. But ladies, in defense of the gender, I have to tell you that us men, we're different from men of previous generations, this generation of men. We are complicated. We are complicated creatures. Well, not a whole lot more complicated than in the past, but you know what? We think about a whole lot of other stuff besides just sex. I mean, there's football, right? And there's cars and food. You get the picture. You know, women have complained notoriously that us men are hard to understand. That it's hard to get behind what we think and how we think. And they actually went out on the street and did a woman on the street interview. And so take a look at this video and some of the results when they talk to women.
What is it that you wish you understood better about men? It's really not a loaded question.
Probably how their brain works.
How they think.
I just think men and women think differently. Any way you look at men and women think differently.
It's the difference between men and women, how they think. I mean, I don't think it's anything that they... you know, that they do on purpose. It's just how we're made, how we're geared.
They're like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. All men.
I don't get a thing about them. Everything's backwards.
I don't understand anything about men.
Everything.
I don't understand anything about them. They can't, like, express their feelings as good as we can.
Why they're proud of their burps.
Why they can't stop to ask for directions.
They don't communicate.
Why they're so messy.
How they can't multitask like we can.
How they can sit around and play video games all day long.
Their obsession with the remote control and television.
All right, why do they quote The Godfather all the time?
Need to gamble.
They have a need to gamble?
Why they have to buy every tool and don't use it?
Why you can't teach them anything new.
Follow the order, you know, whatever they say.
Just agree with them.
Right.
I don't understand why they don't like to go shopping.
Okay. That's a good question.
Yeah, it is.
Do you like to go to the football games?
I love them.
Oh, man, that backfired.
Men don't give compliments. Women have to ask for them. They don't know when to do it.
They're just not quick enough sometimes. You know, they're just not real quick sometimes.
You know? Slow? You mean slow?
Thinking, yeah.
Nothing. What I understand, I don't want to.
Well, let me get this. Okay, what you understand you wished you didn't?
Right.
Okay.
The immaturity side of it, I guess. Like, barely? Yes, yeah, it's like, and it's just a known fact. Guys, even though, say, you're the same age, like my fiancé and I are the same age, he just always seemed to be a little bit more immature.
How they can be easily lazy.
Well, at least he's sugarcoated since he was standing here. Tell us how you really feel. He's sitting right here, but pretend he's not.
Why haven't they learned that women are always right? If they'll just listen to us, everything will be taken care of. There'll be no problems.
Well, all video and joking aside, the new... deepest need most of us men have, ladies, I'm going to give it to you, is respect. It's respect. Whether we can name that as men or not, whether it's at the tip of our consciousness or not, it's the same respect that God knew we needed when He inspired the early church leader Paul to urge wives to respect their husbands after he urged husbands to love their wives. So that's what we need, respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. How's the rest go? R-E-S-P-E-C-T, you know, sock it to me, you know. And you're thinking to yourself right now, oh yeah, especially if you're a man, that's good, preacher man. You know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, isn't that some chick empowerment song? You know, like Aretha Franklin, you know, she went out there and she sang it, you know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, you know, respect, respect. But I want to let you know that that song was actually written by a man first. It was not only written by a man, but it was performed by a man first, Otis Redding, sitting on the dock of the bay, all right, yeah. I mean, he was the one that wrote that, so it's a man's song, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. That's your VH1 trivia for today. So what do we mean then when we talk about a man and his deepest need is to be respected? Respect that a man needs comes in being well thought of. It comes in being admired. It comes in being looked up to. A marriage counselor, researcher, and author that I talked about last week named Emerson Eggerich wrote this in his book. Love and respect. He wrote it in his book, Love and Respect, that his research showed that men would rather live with a wife who respected him than live with a wife who loved him but did not respect him. You might think that there's not any difference between love and respect, but there is. There's plenty of women who love their husband, but they don't respect their husband. They might love them, but they don't necessarily respect them. Now, here's how respect, or the lack thereof, usually plays out in a relationship. At some point in the relationship, a woman is not feeling loved, and she communicates to her husband. You see, men, women are good at that, communicating. And she tells him how she feels about the relationship. But 9 times out of 10, what happens is, as a woman shares her concerns, right, the tension and the conflict in the relationship goes up. Tension and conflict ensues because the man hears the woman's genuine concerns as an attack on his respect. A man hears those concerns, because we have this respect sensor built into our hearts, as criticism. Men typically hear it as complaint, as a put down, or as an insult. When a woman sometimes shares her concerns, especially when she shares it in a way that's not exactly healthy, then what a man hears is that you stink as a husband, that you stink as a father, that you're not much of a man. Now, last week I shared with you the great passage from the Bible, which is really a how-to on marriage, but it's even great for any relationship. It's in the back of your Bible, in the last third of your Bible, we call the New Testament. It's actually a letter that a guy named Paul wrote to a church. There, Paul instructed husbands and wives to do this. He said, each husband should love his wife as much as he loves himself, and each wife should respect her husband. Now, we're going to talk next week about husbands and how they can love their wives more fully. But today, we're talking about wives respecting their husbands. The Word of God is clear, wives, that you must respect your husbands. There's a lot of women out there who say they love their husbands, but they don't respect him. They don't respect him because he's cold or insensitive to the children. They don't respect him because they know how he treats people at work. They don't respect him because he lies, or he's lazy, or whatever you can come up with for any number of reasons why you wouldn't respect someone. Now, men, let me say this before I continue with the women and their biblical mandate to respect you. And that is, I think each one of us as men needs a gut check. I think we need a gut check. See, we could help the whole process along if we were to ask, what is it in my life that's going on that's not respectable? But we could help the whole process along and help our wife to fulfill her biblical mandate to respect us if we ask, what am I not doing? And therefore losing respect for my wife. See, it's pretty simple, man. If we want to be respected, we must act respectful. The good news is this. If we don't know, what we're doing that's disrespectful, or we don't know what we should be doing so that we could get some respect, guess what? Just ask her. She'll let you know. But here's the even better news, and that is that if we find there's something in our life that's disrespectful or we should be doing something, God, through Jesus Christ, empowers us to deal with that. He will give us the grace and the love that we need and the power to deal with that in our lives. He'll give us the grace and the love and the power to begin to do something that we need to do in order to receive that respect. Now, ladies, let's get back to respecting your husbands, since they're all going home now to do a gut check and do some soul searching to identify those areas in their lives they can improve on. Ladies, I want to challenge you, as you think about this whole respect thing, to consider another part of that letter that Paul wrote, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. There it says this. It says, "Stop being bitter and angry and mad at others. Don't yell at one another or curse each other or ever be rude. Instead, be kind and merciful and forgive others, just as God in Jesus Christ has forgiven you." Did you catch that last part? Just as God in Jesus Christ has forgiven you. Now, as you contemplate what it would mean to give your husband the respect he would need, take a moment to think about the love that you've received from God in Jesus Christ. Think about the mercy and the kindness and the forgiveness extended to you and to all of us through Jesus Christ. All of us, the Bible says, don't deserve it. We didn't do anything to earn it. Yet God in Jesus Christ has poured out love and mercy and kindness and forgiveness to us without condition. He loves us unconditionally. He doesn't say we have to behave a certain way before He loves us. He doesn't even say we have to go to church 3 out of 4 Sundays, or we even have to go and feed the poor before He loves us. Don't get me wrong. Those are great things to do, but they don't earn us God's love. God loves us even before that. God loves us with all of our blemishes and all of our warts. He loves us unconditionally. That type of love is called grace. It's unconditional, and it's just because. Now, as someone who is loved unconditionally by God, and whose marriage is to be the reflection of God's love, and whose role in that marriage is to be a reflection of God's love, I wonder, ladies, if you might consider loving your husband unconditionally and giving him the respect that he needs. Now, before you run up to me after the service, I'm not talking about respecting abuse. I'm not talking about giving out respect when he's doing something illegal or sinister. But I'm talking about taking your husband with all the things we husbands do wrong, all the things we do sometimes that aren't worthy of respect. By the way, we're working on those. And respecting us anyway. It's having some grace with us. Practicing some forgiveness and some mercy to say, some things aren't respectful, yet I'll still give you respect. When we do that, we become a reflection of God. Because thanks be to God that God doesn't take the most objectionable things about us and make it the basis for what He feels towards us. God doesn't let what we do or don't do determine His opinion of us. He gives you the chance, ladies, to give that same love, that same respect to the man in your life. And when you do offer that love and that respect, when you offer crazy respect to your husband unconditionally, guess what? That's going to go a long way to breaking that crazy cycle. Because when you give him respect, he in turn is going to give you love and meet a need in your life. So the question becomes, how? I've given you a lot of ought to. You know, hey, we ought to do this. Wives ought to respect their husbands. But how do you do that? Now, how do you go about giving crazy respect to your husband? Well, let me share with you in these last moments a couple of things. First is this. Decode your words. Decode your words with us men. Here's what I mean. When you want to share with him a concern that you have, one way you can keep him from hearing it as an insult or a put down, as disrespectful, is to say something like, "What I'm not saying is that you're a bad person. What I'm not saying, honey, is that you're a bad husband or a bad father. But it would really be helpful if you spent some time with the children and their homework. How's that old saying go? You get more bees with honey than vinegar. I don't know. I mix all these things. Is that right? Something like that? You know? The Bible says it this way. Be as wise as the serpent, yet as gentle as the dove. I wonder if our conversations, you know, and when you share your concerns, which are genuine concerns, that if you were as wise as the serpent, yet as gentle as the dove, as you decoded your words, that it would go a long way from erasing the possibility that your husband might take it the wrong way, as we often do, as an insult or as a put down or as disrespect. Second thing you can do is the respect test. Here's where you rack your brain, hopefully not too badly, to think of something that you respect about your husband. To find something that you really respect him for, and then at the right time to tell him about it. You know, it doesn't have to be anything huge, like, honey, I really respect you because you can kill two pit bulls with one hand behind your back, you know? But it might just be something simple, like, thank you so much for making sure the house is locked and secured before we go to bed, and for keeping us safe and being concerned. You know, it might be, thank you for taking time with the kids and taking them bowling. It gave me a break, and I know they really enjoyed it. Thank you so much. You get the idea. Part of breaking the crazy cycle means making a first move, ladies, to give respect to your husband. Sometimes that means giving respect when you don't feel like it. Sometimes it means giving him respect even when he's not perfect. Because in the end, that's what God has done for us. He loves us without condition, even with our blemishes. He has given us the picture of what it means to have love in a marriage relationship between husband and wife. And we are to be reflections of that picture of love. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your love in Jesus Christ, which is the basis and the grounding for the love that's shared between husband and wife. That is to be the basis for any relationship that we have. I pray, O God, especially for the women of this church this morning, for the women of this community. I pray, O God, that you would inspire them, that you would strengthen them, that you would equip them to give to the men in their lives the respect that they need. I pray, O God, that they would not rest in their own power to do so, but they would rest in your power. I pray, O God, that you would give them merciful hearts. And I pray, O God, that you would be with the men of this church and of this community, that we could lead lives of respect, where we're doing things that are respectful. We're stepping up where we need to step up, so that we can be respected. And Lord, may all of our relationships, both in public and in private, bring you glory and honor. We make this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.